will start, so I guess we can start.
Hello, my name is Radovan Sroka, and I'll be presenting how to harden a system with the file access policy daemon. So I'll start with a brief introduction of the framework. Can you hear me? Is it better? Yeah. Right. Is it better? So, FAPOCD is an acronym for File Access Policy Daemon, and it's an lightweight implementation of application whitelisting. It has many features. I will just highlight that it has integration with RPM, and it can load some data from RPM database, and it can log events to audit or syslog, and it heavily relies on FA Notify API from Karna. So when we look at this framework architecture, we can see several components there. The main component of the framework is the daemon. This daemon usually listens to this FA Notify events from kernel. When it loads up, it reads all the data from the backends, and it creates its own database, which is called TrustDB. The first backend is RPMDB, which handles data from RPM database, or data metadata, better term. And the second one is file backend, which loads all the trust information from user-defined trust list. And there is also CLI component, which can manage trust and also the daemon's properties. So how does it work? When we look closer, we can see that at least on this image, there are two processes on the system. The first on the left side is bash, and the second on the right side is FAPOCD daemon. FAPOCD daemon is in this situation listens for these events and it's just waiting. Bash is trying to execute PS command, and it calls execv system call. And this execution of the system call is on hold, so it's like paused, and so it's also waiting. Meanwhile, on the other side, kernel sends an event to the daemon that something is happening on the system, and daemon can read from this event that there is some process called bash, and it wants to exec this PS command, and it has PID 500. So it does a rules evaluation, and when the decision is allowed, it sends a FA Notify response to the kernel, and kernel will let this execv eventually finish with success. If the decision was denied, then this execv will return error code. So the daemon is the main part of the project, and it works with the rules, and rules, and there are rules and trust, and both have power over what to do with the files and their execution of the system. So these rules, they are pretty similar to SE Linux. They have also subject-object notation, and they start with the decision part. Decision part is it can be allow or deny, or It can be combined with syslog or audit attribute. The second part of the rule is permission, which can be open or exec. But that refers to the original system call from which that event comes from. And any is like place order and will match both of them. We also support just these two because this is because FA Notify does that. Our subject is what is executing, and object is what is being executed. So this trust is very important concept here in FA Policy D. It can be defined by user, and it usually done by CLI. And that there is also, or we don't have to add system binaries or files to the trust because they are trusted by default. They are loaded by this backend, RPM backend. So this is done automatically. So when we run FA Policy D by default, it somehow works. So these are some rules example. I don't know if you see them. Good, but the first one says the first one allows loading of trusted shared libraries on the system, and the second one, opposed to that, denies untrusted libraries. Third one will allow execution of trusted files on the system. And fourth one allows using of scripts which are trusted on the system, and fifth is deny these untrusted scripts. And there are two catch-all rules. First one is for execution of all files, and the seventh is for open for everything. So they are also described here. So when we want to install FA Policy D daemon, it's very simple. We can just use normal Fedora program for installation, which is called DNF. It's one-liner. When we install it, the installation consists of, it installs three packages to the system. The first one is FA Policy D, which is main package, which contains daemon and CLI. The second one is RPM plugin for FA Policy D, which works during the RPM transactions, it sends the new metadata that are needed for correct behavior. So it sends it to the daemon, and then daemon can work with them. And they are up to date, and it also notifies the daemon when the transaction ends, so it can behave. The daemon can behave accordingly. And the third one is Linux package for FA Policy D with the Linux policy. So when installation is complete, we can start FA Policy D. There are several ways how to do that. In our examples, we will use debug deny because we are interested in deny events or debugging of the deny events, and we don't need anything more. If we would like to see also allowed events or something else, some other debug information, it can be done via debug option. And when we want to run it on something more like production environment, we can use systemctl. So when we run it, FA Policy D will tell us that it's listening for these events, so it's okay, and we can start playing with this. So I prepared a few scenarios to demonstrate how it works. So the first scenario is called execution of untrusted software. So I downloaded this file. This is Python script called exploit.py. And I want to try to run it. I make it executable, and when I run it, I can see that it's blocked. And we can see down there that there is a deny event from FAPLCD that says that this exploit.py is not trusted, so it cannot be run. So it blocked this unknown program to be